Today, what we have in the Greenwood community is a community that is actually bustling, but it's not a community in which Black folks own most of the land.
The pins on this map mark just some of the more well-documented attacks on Black communities from the Civil War into the 1900s. But it doesn't include the countless other assaults on Black communities during this time period, from countless lynchings to entire Black communities being expelled from their towns by white mobs. The scale of damage here is, in many ways, incalculable. Families torn apart, communities destroyed, and generational wealth erased. Like many other communities impacted by these type of racist attacks throughout history, Black residents of Tulsa and Elaine are still looking for justice and some semblance of closure.
I would love to know what happened to my people or my family, and if I can figure out what happened to them, if I could get information, that would be great. But I know that they're not going to give it to us.
Who owes the people? That argument could be had on a lot of different levels. You know, the governor himself participated in the massacre. So is the state responsible? The governor asked for federal troops to be sent in. Is the federal government responsible? Is the local government responsible? Are individuals responsible? So there's a lot of blame to throw around in this one. One of the things that makes this difficult is this lack of bodies. But if we're able to find mass graves and then connect those bodies to living individuals, we have people who have been harmed and people that you can pay reparations to.
When I think about reparations, I think of the denotation of the term. What does the term actually mean? It means to make amends or to repair damage. The fundamental question is there damage in this community that is in need of repair that we can trace back to 1921? I don't know anybody who can answer no to that question. The hard part is really talking through the nature of the damage and in terms of remediation, what things work best.
That's the only way we can get back to where we were. If we get that reparations, restitution, remedy, whatever word you wanted to use, a comprehensive plan that provides a remedy and benefit to those who suffered the harm.
There could be targeted economic investments in the Black community, the community most harmed by the massacre. Curriculum reform. The whole point of curriculum reform is to include this history as an integral part of the curriculum, such that the errors of the past are not made again, and such that people, specifically Black people, see themselves reflected in ways that embolden them and give them the psychological power to be creators and entrepreneurs in the present.
Without history, we don't have a true understanding of our nation, particularly our nation's most marginalized communities.
Somehow we need to be able to present this history as our history and to help people understand that you're not responsible for the past. I'm not responsible for what my ancestors did, but I'm obligated to the present to do what I can to make things better.
Hey there. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. 88.3 on your radio device, WRCT.org on your web device. It is 7 o'clock. That means it is time for the radio calendar. Here's some stuff going on in Pittsburgh. The Cranberry Artists Network presents their first exhibition of the season entitled A View from Above or Below, curated by Mike Panza, owner of Panza Gallery in Millvale. The works will feature the artist's unique perspective on the world when seen from unusual angles. A View from Above or Below will be shown at, well, is being shown at the Cranberry Township Municipal Center, which is at 2525 Rochester Road in Cranberry Township, until April 14th. So if you want to go see the art, you have a day, because I think they're closed by now. For more information, go to their website at cranberryartistsnetwork.com. Some more art for you to look at. The Carnegie Mellon Master of Fine Art 2022 graduates will be exhibiting their work at the Miller ICA Gallery on the CMU campus. And I say will be. They are. Marianne Hoffmeister Castro, Lena Chen, Petra Floyd, and Matthew McGaughey present their exhibit called Untitled Affairs. The MFA program at CMU's School of Art is an interdisciplinary experimental research-based program that challenges artists to recognize social context and civic engagement as paramount within contemporary art. Students are encouraged to employ a comparative and intersectional approach to critical and cultural theories, allowing this inquiry to inform and expand what it means to be an artist and to make art within our contemporary condition. The students' works are on display through April 17th at the Miller ICA Gallery in the Purnell Center for the Arts on the CMU campus. For more information, visit miller-ica.cmu.edu. Coming to Pittsburgh this month, it's the Oakland Pop Festival. It's happening on Saturday, April 23rd in Shenley Plaza. You can experience a full day of free live local music with 10 artists across two stages showcasing the best of Pittsburgh's music scene in the heart of Oakland. Acts include Sierra Sellers, Water Trash, Metacara, and Melt, along with a number of others. This event will be held on Saturday, April 23rd in Shenley Plaza in Oakland. Shenley Plaza, Oakland, April 23rd. Yes. You can stop by the Pittsburgh Banjo Club's regular rehearsal every Wednesday at 8 p.m. to enjoy their wonderful music and perhaps have a beverage and a bite to eat. Founded in 1988, the Pittsburgh Banjo Club is an all-volunteer band and organization that uses banjos, trumpets, tubas, and bass to perform popular music from the 1920s and 1930s. The Banjo Club rehearses at the Allegheny Elks Lodge, number 339, which is at 400 Cedar Avenue in Pittsburgh's north side. Reservations must be made by Tuesday at 5 p.m. for each Wednesday event. You can do that by calling them at 412-321-1834. Moving on to the concert list. Tonight at Stage AE Club, Pioneer Records presents 2022 release show featuring the Kill Caesar Club, Tupelo, and Seska Violet. Sorry for the sniffling. I have a cold. Jeremy McComb will be at Craft House along with Southern Draw and Gary Burke. Tiger Cub is at Club Cafe along with Bleepy Things and Haven State. Tom Pappas is at Jurgles. Twiddle is at the Roxian along with Andy Frasco. And the Thunderbird is hosting Cody Canada and the Departed, along with Them Dirty Roses. Tomorrow night, Dirty Rotten Imbeciles will be at Preserving Underground, along with Truck Stop, Endbringer, and White Thrash. Kowloon Walled City will be at the Roboto Project with Rid of Me. I am sad that I'm going to have to miss that. Adult will be at Spirit Hall along with Contravoid and Spike Hellas. John Waters will be at the Funhouse at Mr. Smalls along with Pat Coyle and Nento Fellini. And L1011 will be at Thunderbird along with Cedric Noel. On Friday, Warehouse 11 is at the Green Beacon Gallery along with Wasted Info, the band Hannah, and Acoustical Bruce. Empath will be at the Funhouse at Mr. Smalls along with Sneeze Awful and X-Pilots. Government Center is hosting Nate Cross, Connie Rose's Rex Tycoon, and Natural Rat. Trey Lads will be at Jurgles along with Steel Mill Rising. Sunny Landreth will be at the Thunderbird. And Club Cafe is hosting the Joey Harkham Band with Jasperillo. On Saturday, Joe Matarkowski will be at the Vinoski Winery. Internal Bleeding will be at Preserving Underground, along with No Reason to Live, Naraka, Steel Nation, and Impervious Mutation. Seethe will be at the Green Beacon Gallery, along with Lilith Moores, Lilac Web, Doom Drone, and Squabble. Bellows will be at the Roboto Project with Fig and Salt Lick. Winona Judd is at the Roxy, and Joe Bartnick is the club is at Club Cafe. Ron Piacone? Sorry, Ron, I don't know how to say your name. But he's playing at the Funhouse. Government Center is hosting Conscious Kel, C. Scott, Charles Hustle, and Connie Roses. The Darkness will be at Jurgles with the Deadheads. Fuzz will be at Mr. Smalls along with Ice Balloons. And The Roof will be at Thunderbird along with Fuzz Aldrin and Mother of Earl. I should tell you that Sunday Weed Eater is at the Funhouse along with Rebelmatic and Adam Fawcett. And next Monday, Amorphous is at Mr. Smalls along with Sylvain, Hoaxed, and Guada. If you, your band, your art opening, your social event, if you'd like your information included in our radio calendar, send us the details at least 2 weeks in advance. radio-calendar@wrct.org is the way to do it. What else can I tell you? I can tell you that when it comes to making plans, you are the best, better than all the rest. From those delicious barbecues to special birthdays and unforgettable family get-togethers, the same way you plan for those important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster like a hurricane, flood, wildfire, or tornado. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started today at ready.gov/plan, a public service message brought to you by FEMA, the Ad Council, this radio station, this song that you're listening to, which is by Body Dillaway Head.
Thank you. Once more. once more.
WRCT Pittsburgh, elitist, private university owned and operated since 1949.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are. But I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey there. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. A gentleman known as Ross Goldstein there. A song called Journey to the End of the Night from his Chutes and Ladders LP. Pop group before that, We Are Time, as remixed by Dennis Bovell, and released relatively recently as Y in Dub. Zeal and Ardor before that with Hold Your Head Low. Chrome Waves before that. Well, Chrome Waves as seriously remixed by Sanford Parker. A song called Tired from an album called Recursive, which is a remixed version of Chrome Waves' The Rain Will Cleanse LP. Let's see. The Rays Stokoe I don't know how to say your name. Raise Stukoyi duo with a track called Three from their album called Northern Ashroud Is My Country, which is, I believe, coming out pretty soon. Started off with Body Dillaway Head with Body Erase. A reminder that a playlist for this show is available at our website at wrct.org because I can't pronounce things. I actually have nothing else to tell you right now other than the name of this band is Qualm.
Oh! Go for it!
listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.